Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, there's some scams that was going around, apparently. Mustang Sally said her husband lost $350 on a scam, one of those DirecTV scams with the email that looks legit, but it's not. It made me worry about you, Lopez. Watch out for them clicks on them emails, brother.
Hey, I don't do that.
Okay. Yeah, you did once.
I did once.
Once you break the seal, now this is something I'm concerned about every single day
I
for you.
I did once, that's for sure.
Someone from the 832 said they worked for a brokerage firm on Long Island, paid for licensing and everything, but they could only sell 3 to 4 stocks. 2 months later, they got raided by the feds. 30 guys were arrested.
Dude.
Man.
Straight like that.
That's like some real
Leonardo DiCaprio's listening.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought about, right? Or a good pump and dump or something.
Yeah.
And then I appreciate you got a text on the bat phone that was like, yep, them Kirby vacuums. And my mom loved to work. There was no way we were going to get scammed by that because she was like, oh, no, you can come in and clean. We knew what time it was. I felt bad.
Show me some more how it works.
I know she's not buying this at all.
Yeah.
She's just getting a free cleaning of these floors. Go ahead and shampoo them too. Yeah. I want to see that part as well before I buy. Oh, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We don't feel like doing it this time.
Yeah, you know what? I ain't got the money.
Terrible.
That was my mom go-to.
I ain't got the money.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop. And I'll start here. You're familiar with Cody Mauch? I'll forget how to say his name.
I think it's Mauch, right? Yeah,
that's
Cody
right.
Mauch. He's a cousin, a nephew, or great-nephew of Carl Mauch.
Is he now?
Yeah,
I guess that makes sense.
The old Oilers center.
That actually makes sense. Yeah. Well, he was the only player on that Bucs offensive line that you lost to on Monday that was playing in his original position. He won't be doing that anymore. He suffered a season-ending knee injury in that game.
Mm-hmm.
He joins Kalijah Kancey, who I don't know if you mentioned it. He had a pec injury. He's done for the season.
Yeah.
But I look at this, and I'm trying to remember now, of course, as I'm going to say it, I can't remember. Even from week one, I felt like there was somebody from the Rams that had a significant injury. And it just feels like after playing the Texans, teams are losing a lot of these guys. Obviously, Tristan Wirfs didn't play in that game for the Bucs, but it's just like, damn, all these guys are being lost, and not necessarily that it would have helped
Although
the
Bucs had three guys.
You know?
Their offensive line were without three guys.
Right, it's not like the Texans would have taken full advantage of that, but it's just like, damn, all these guys are getting hurt after they play the Texans. There's been a number of just kind of injuries in general. It's football, as you know, but it's like, damn, a lot of guys getting injured out here, but yeah, that's something that the Bucs are dealing with out there. Pursuant to that, though, they're adding someone from the Bills practice squad. It's Dan Feeney, who's played a lot. He's had a lot of starting experience in the league.
I think 60. Yeah, here it is right here. 65 games.
He's started 65 starter. Games. He's played in 120. Are you really?
No, I am that guy. Yeah.
Are you really that guy with this?
Yeah. No, I am 100% the guy.
Practice squad.
The guy that I hate. You know, anytime any player comes available, hey, how about the Texans? You know, and we're like rolling our eyes sometimes because it's not a fit or he's done or whatever the case may be. When I saw center guard Dan Feeney has been signed by the Bucs, I was that guy. I was like, why not us? Why not the Texans? And to be fair, he is pretty well respected now he's been on the practice squad, but the Bills have a really good line, you know?
I mean,
knowing the level of talent that or the talent level that we felt about this offensive line here in Houston, I get where you're coming from. I just have find it hard to believe that that's going to be the piece that, you know, makes this offense kind of come together. But I hear what you're saying.
Well,
I
mean, it's not even that. It's just like let's find out.
Right. And yeah. I think one thing about this Texas team is we know that they are willing to go and test guys off of offensive or off of practice squads. They did that quite a bit last year, I remember, with a number of names that come in off the practice squad. I'm sorry, that's not going to get me excited, but I understand why you bring the question up.
I think they just going to keep making the excuse of these guys just got to get more reps together. It's going to take some time to get it together and all that stuff. I don't know if they right there ready to just get practice squad guys for the offensive line.
I think part of it for me is in part the frustration, but also, you know, what we've talked about. These guys are hard to find during the regular season. Kick the damn tires, man. Doesn't cost you much. Doesn't cost you much.
Lopez, is this true? Did you beg that they get Jose Abreu?
No, God, no. That's not true. Who said that?
Text line. But
what?
The Astros were very much duped by Jose Abreu.
They say, pull the tape. Check the tape.
Please check the tape. That's the last thing I did.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get you started today. Did you see... probably the best high school football player in the state of Texas. You see what he had going on recently?
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw the highlights.
Yeah, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
With the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
He issued an apology. Mm-hmm. He had a sorry post, and you might ask, well, what for? I mean, that's a team that's 2-0 out there as the Cardinals before they face off against the San Francisco 49ers, who may or may not be without their starting quarterback. What's he apologizing for? Well, right. He apparently posted on Instagram, I think it was Tuesday,
I think it was Tuesday, yeah.
A picture of him wearing a Virginia Tech Michael Vick jersey while posing with one of his Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you understand why people didn't take too kindly to this image.
I think so. I think we do. Just, you know, give it one more look before you post it. You know, just... You know, just give it one more glance before you pressed post, because I think even Kyler, I honestly think he probably wasn't even really thinking. Maybe he was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know exactly.
Is he that type of guy, though, that would do something like that?
Maybe that's why I'm there. Yeah, I'm like, maybe he was just ignorant, you know? I don't know. A lot of guys love Michael Vick.
Sure.
Yeah.
If he was just wearing a Michael Vick jersey, I'm actually one to defend it. I think we might have talked about it. I think that he's very much, Michael Vick is a dude that is probably the prototype on how to handle, a misstep, I guess, if you would like to call it that, because not only did he prostrate himself before the public, he went and became an advocate for that very thing that he had kind of gone awry of. He was like an advocate for the ASPCA and, you know, dog advocacy and stuff. That being said, I don't know that you get out here with the Michael Vick jersey in a picture with your dog knowing the connotation of those things.
I don't either, but I think there's it's certainly in play. And I'm not trying to defend him because it was a horrible look. Just, like I said, just look at it one more time before you hit post and it might light bulb might go off that this is not a good idea. It was a horrible idea. I just think it's possible that he was ignorant, you know, insensitive, but not necessarily. Because what is the win here? What is the gain for him? I'm going to wear my Michael Vick jersey with my bulldog.
That's why I don't know why you end up taking that photo, right? I don't understand why you end up taking that photo.
What is the statement?
Again, I don't really have a good idea.
Yeah. It looked like a Halloween costume, to be honest. Somebody just trying to be funny at a Halloween party.
Yeah. In an insensitive, wrong way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if we'll know. He didn't really specify. But one thing that seems clear is he loves those dogs and pampers them and all that. So,
well, like, yeah, he did say that.
Who, right? Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
Kyler did say that, right? He said they both get treated like kings, his bulldogs he was referring to. So it's not like in no way, shape, or form am I condoning that. But yes, I saw how it affected people and decided to take it down. So I apologize to anybody whoever I affected with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, but that would make me question some things. Like, hey, man, why are we not making that decision on the front end?
Exactly.
Regardless. I did mention this. There's 10 0-2 teams in the NFL right now. Your Houston Texans are one of them. I kind of want to see, like, how you stack these up because I want to see where you are with these Texans in association with that. So there's 10 of these, and I can rattle them off for you. There are the Carolina Panthers, the Chicago Bears, who, mind you, their head coach this week said that they are not practicing at the caliber of a championship level team, which I think that hits really hard if your coach is willing to say that on a podium in front of everybody, as opposed to just saying that amongst a team or whatever. The Cleveland Browns, the Houston Texans, obviously the Kansas City Chiefs, the Miami Dolphins, the New Orleans Saints, the New York Giants, and the New York Jets. And then also your in-division rivals, the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Which of those teams do you think is best situated to get on the outside or, like, to still have a good season out of an 0-2 stance?
Looking at the list, I think the obvious one is the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Or maybe it's not so obvious.
It feels obvious to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had some injuries, and, of course, they had a tough game against the Chargers, tough game against the Eagles. Like, those are teams that not only are we go, oh, those are playoff teams. Those are really good teams right now. I think the Chargers might have one of the best defenses in the league right now. With Jesse Minter's defense, it feels like that is – and it's funny to kind of juxtapose this. That is truly a game plan defense where every given week they go, we're going to do the things that take away from what you are doing on the other side of the football. And at least through 2 weeks, they've been very successful at doing that. You can also point to the idea that the way that this offense is built for the Chiefs is, in part, you need that number one guy. No Rashee Rice dealing with his suspension.
There's that too.
Xavier Worthy injured. And so those guys return. You can get back to something that looks a lot more tenable. And then you trust that team with the Kansas City Chiefs, as much as they might be frustrating to us, they build throughout the season, they get better, and we know that about them over history. So I think that they clearly are well situated.
And I think the next team that is best situated is the Houston Texans of those teams. You just went through several reasons that the Chiefs, you know, might be situated. Getting some players back. Christian Kirk's coming back. The defense. Texans have, we think, you know, a dang good defense. The only hesitance for me is the thing we've been talking about all week and we'll continue to talk about until proven otherwise is offense and Kaylee and such. So I would put them number two. Some of these other teams are just, I mean, you can flat out say they're cooked.
Right. So, okay, let's go from the other end of this. Who are the teams that you know definitively, that 0-2 means something and I don't care? Because I'm interested in the middle. Like, who are the teams in here that you're like, huh, interesting.
So
I feel like you could probably, the Jets, we knew that they were not trying to contend. Yeah. All due respect to Aaron Glenn. You know, trying to get in there. He has a cultural thing to turn around there and set some expectations. They already have an injured quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starter for them this week. I think we knew that's a team that they were just, I mean, they did the one-year deal with Justin Fields, which very much felt like a little bit of a give up with all due respect to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it felt like that team was already in a place where they weren't trying to contend in a big way.
I think the team that obviously is just absolutely cooked is the Miami Dolphins. They are at the bottom of the list, even below the Tennessee Titans, I would say, in my book anyway. Some of those teams in the middle, I know you're going to laugh at me, Figgy, but I think like Cleveland and Chicago, you know, they're going to win some games. They're going to win some games, even though it's Cleveland, you know.
And I think Cleveland got a good defense, man. Yeah. I forgot the defense was actually all right. Mm-hmm. It's just the offense is bad.
Yeah. And Ben Johnson, kind of like the Jets, maybe they're not really trying to win all that much right now, but I think they're gonna be causing some problems, I think, here and there.
The Browns?
The Bears.
The Bears. Yeah. It does feel like you have an opportunity to do something really good. Of course, we'll see what that builds because, you know, first year head coach, trying to establish, again, culture, all those things that we've talked mm-hmm. about. And early on, you were hoping that they would be early, you know, further along in their development with Caleb Williams. That remains to be seen. But it does seem, and maybe I'm leaning on, you know, his previous boss, like a Dan Campbell. It does seem like he's setting those expectations that seemingly worked for Dan Campbell. Now, yeah. It is worth noting that with Dan Campbell.
He's not Dan Campbell.
He's not. But then also, that did take a couple years showing dividends there as well. So maybe not so much there. The Tennessee Titans you mentioned, I'm interested in that because it does feel like they're just far off right now. But also, I kind of like what – although Cam Ward does feel like he – does it not feel like with Cam Ward that he is kind of doing Will Levis things but just getting away with it?
TBD, I think. He made a very ill-advised but fantastic throw for his first NFL touchdown. So who knows on that. And I would put the Titans maybe not in that middle zone but somewhere closer to that than like the Dolphins or – some of these other squads, the Giants, you know.
By the way, the Dolphins, if you want to see just how bad they are, you want to see a train wreck, Thursday night football tonight.
Yeah.
It is Bills, Dolphins. You want to guess what the line is here?
Oh, I looked at it, but I can't remember. What is it?
You really can't?
No, I can't remember.
Well, then guess it then.
I'm going to say 10.5.
Figgy, would you like to venture a guess here on what the line is for tonight's game?
I'm going to say 11.
We're getting there. 12.5.
Okay. Goodness gracious.
That is the biggest point spread as of right now in the NFL this season.
Sounds right.
And
right.
I'd be willing to take that. I think they're going to get walked.
Give those points all day.
I think they're going to get walked. And look, it's probably hasty to do that because it is the NFL. There are times where we go, oh, man, this is a crazy
difference.
And then
there are times when it's a good bet.
It just feels like that Dolphins team is falling apart. Yeah. Tua Tagovailoa has been atrocious mm-hmm. this year, and in part because that offense is still not well situated and he's a limited quarterback.
Yeah,
that is the game that you have to look forward to, which in some ways you might view as a Thursday night off. Right, like you might be able to get some done if you got a honey-do list. If your wifey wants to hang out,
you know
out
what,
a
baby? Let's go to dinner.
Yeah, you know what? I
don't you
want to
watch the game?
I want to do this for you.
Nah.
I think our relationship matters more than this football game, this baby girl. Yeah, so excited for that one, or maybe you're not. Who knows? But there you go, in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, it's a Thursday, and as we do on Thursdays, we will turn to the phone line to talk to former Texans defensive end N.D. Kalu. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.